This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today, we are very lucky to be joined by Remy Casimir, host of the podcast How Come, who was also recently featured on Netflix's Explained, talking about today's very topic, orgasms, specifically female orgasm.
Female orgasms.
Speaking the language of the porn verse, we gotta be specific. It's female because, you know, otherwise there wouldn't be female orgasms at all. But we could also categorize these as clitoral orgasms. Doesn't necessarily have to be gendered, but we're focusing on the tricky kind, I suppose.
Yes. The one you have to work really hard at.
Yeah. Welcome, Remy. It is truly thrilling to have you.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much for having me. I am not as big of a porn watcher as you guys, but I love the passion.
Oh, yeah. Enthusiasts, you know.
Yes, yes.
Do you watch porn?
No,
in general? No,
never.
You don't.
And
really?
I think people are really surprised by that, especially because, like, I talk about sex a lot in my comedy. I obviously,
totally.
I'm a host of, like, a sex podcast. And,
right.
Visual porn doesn't do it for me.
Ooh.
Like, I'm more like an audio guy.
Sure.
If I am doing anything, but also I'm just an extremely horny person.
Same.
So like I feel like general life is my porn.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Interesting. Do you do a regular audio vibe, or is that really just like a rare occasion also?
It's a rare occasion. But like, yeah, we've been working with an audio porn company, and so I've been like getting more into that. But yeah, usually like I really have always just like loved a rom-com.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, like that pathetic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm with you on that. It's my favorite guilty pleasure is like fucking, it's Christmas time. It's now all the like Christmas rom-coms rolling out. Like it's every kind of disgusting, cheesy, love it.
Or like a pseudo-intellectual one, like the fucking Before Sunrise series. I'm like, yes. Like I love a romance.
Tug at my heart and at my brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And at my pussy.
Yeah. Do you remember like what were some of like your first experiences with porn? Like was there ever a moment where you're like, oh no, this isn't for me?
Mm-hmm. So the first time I ever saw like a video porn, I know that I was in a group of people. It was probably at like this guy's house. And it was just like one of those like after school, like preteen hangs where like the guys were like, let's watch fucking porn. And all the girls were like, okay. And like, I just remember watching it and it was so male centric and it was so like penis driven, obviously, but also like these girls were making noises that I was like, I don't think I'm capable of that. And like the body positions. And yeah, I just was like, and I'm a comedian. I mean, I'm a comedian now. I wasn't then, but I've always like made fun of things. And so I think like the roasting aspect of the porn, like that's where I lived in that time. I will say, however, I found a Playboy of my brother's and a what's it called?
Hustler, Penthouse.
No. Yeah. Anime.
Oh, hentai?
Hentai.
Yeah, hentai magazine of my other brothers. Oh. And those I found very hot.
Oh.
Like, I don't really like video, but I like...
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Video is like overstimulating, like, whereas something that's a little more suggestive, it mm-hmm. does it for you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Leads more to the imagination, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. It's like reading, but for the illiterate.
So then what do you like to masturbate to? Memories?
Like nothing.
Fantasies?
Like not nothing.
A ceiling?
I don't want to say nothing, but literally just like if the mood strikes me. And like, for those of your listeners who have never heard of How Come, my podcast started because I had never had an orgasm.
Right.
Like, I'd been masturbating, let's say, forever. Like, I always had my hands down there forever, super horny. But like, never knew really that there was like an end in sight. Like, it wasn't really clear to me that the female orgasm was a thing. Like, I thought it was a myth, or like you were really lucky if you had them. Mm-hmm. And so I started my podcast because at 28, I was like, this kind of fucking sucks that I still haven't done this. So I wanted to figure out how come, haha. And I started the podcast to do that. Why did I start talking about this? Oh, what I masturbate to.
Masturbating now, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, I figured it out like episode 6. It was a sex toy. Get on the how come train if you want to hear more. But basically, like, once I opened the floodgates and started using this toy, like, it's really easy for me to get off, like, because I've just been pent up for so long that, like, you know, like, it just really happens. And there's nothing I think about. There is, my boyfriend's face will pop into my head when I'm coming sometimes, which I think
is
so romantic and
That's
chic.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I have to manufacture that. And I'm like, you're lying a little bit. Like, come on.
No, like most of the time, I mean, you know, relationship in quarantine, you're like, do I even like this person? But then that happens and I'm like, oh my God, I love him.
Yeah. It's a sign.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you watch porn that is, or you've ever seen porn that's like representative of like what a female orgasm that you experience looks like?
Sure. I mean, since doing the podcast, I've looked into like way more like quote unquote female friendly porn, which is like, I don't even know if that's female friendly. It's just like a certain...
aesthetic.
Vibe of porn. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Aesthetic. Like not like so
porn for rom-com lovers, really.
Yeah. porn for soft boys. Yeah. But yeah, I've seen stuff now that's been made by women or made by non-binary people or made with like vulva owners in mind and like much more targeted to us. But yeah, when I was growing up, hell no.
Right.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Totally. This is a thought that I had the other day and I was talking to my boyfriend about was, I remember watching an E! True Hollywood story on like Jenna Jameson and some other, I think Brianna Banks or something like that. And they were talking about like how many guys they could fuck in one day. And then I think there was mention of like Debbie Does Dallas and then mention of this other porn star who like hit the record of like fucking like 400 guys in one day or something like that. And I just remember categorizing sex as like, okay, who can be the best hole? Like literally, you know, like that's it. And I would think about this and I don't even remember how old I was. Like it could have been 9. It could have been 11. It could have been 13. But I just remember being like, I could be a good hole.
Yeah.
You know, like I think I could 400. Sure. If I was having a nice enough day, you know,
like, yeah, like an athletic like, event.
Why are you thinking about that as like such a young child before even knowing what your clit is? Like,
right. But then it's just solidified even more so, I feel like, in sex ed. Like, I flat out was told by my sex ed teacher in my freshman year of high school that, like, women can't orgasm. It's a myth. And she was a woman. Like, she was a woman, and she told me this. She told all of us
I don't
this.
Remember if somebody said that as point blank to us, but I do remember them saying, like, it's more complicated and like it's probably not gonna happen.
Right.
And then I remember, like, my intellectual brain was like, is it scientifically necessary?
Yeah.
Like some fucking incel.
Yeah.
And And that's
do
how
I need a
do I need to? And then my lazy brain was like, well, it takes extra work. Well, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
I had the opposite experience of both of you, and that I've talked about it way too much on the pod, but I took like a really progressive sex ed class through my Unitarian church.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But but it did, like, orgasm was like, even when I like had my hands down there, it took like an older, you know, it was like an upperclassman when I was like in high school being like, let me tell you about my shower head. And then another friend being like, persist. Like, it's like, you just like specifically saying that you had to persist.
There's an end in sight and there's something like you're seeking something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it like still took like a lot of tries, but that was my high school experience, as opposed to being like, is this necessary in the evolutionary process of why I exist?
Yeah, yeah.
I was a huge fan of Darwin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So wait, I was going to ask, now that you have passed the threshold and you're like, okay, I'm making up for lost time, do you still specifically use just this specific toy, or are you now able to then, like, now that you know what it is, do you explore with other modes of orgasm?
So at the request of my listeners, I've done it manually once.
But
it took fucking forever.
Yes.
And I was like... Like, I used to have this mentality that, like, that was a less valid orgasm with a toy.
Mm.
And if I ended up on a deserted island and I had no electricity, like, I wouldn't be able to do it. And so it must not count or something. And now I'm just like, well, if you were on a deserted island, you also probably wouldn't be able to have a BLT because you can't murder a pig. So, like, if we're living by that, like, we can't live that way. But so, yes, I've done it manually once. I have several toys now. I literally,
we just did vibrator tours for our Patreon because we each have like 15 to 20, just like sponsored toys or toys that we own. Like,
At one point I had 150 sex toys under my bed.
Yeah.
And I had to give them away when I moved out of New York because I was like, I can't.
You had a stoop sale.
My brother's moving into this apartment. He knows what I do, but like, he doesn't want to see it all there.
Just lined him up on the sidewalk for anyone to come by. Best offer.
Yeah. No, I gave them a bunch of unused, of course, stuff, toys and lube out at the trans march when I left New York this summer because I was like, this will be the best use. I love multiple toys. Like, my favorite toys are air pulse arousers or suction toys. They don't really have like a name yet. Like, people
like
still will call them
waves.
Vibrators. Yeah. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're like, I call them orgasm dementors because I'm a Harry Potter fan.
And the kiss of death on your butt.
They just suck your soul out of your body. Yeah. But I love internal toys too. Like, I've had an internal orgasm because of an internal external toy. That's awesome.
Sometimes I'll do all three. I'll be like, I'll have a vibrating butt plug, an internal toy, and also something on my clit. I'm like, just remove the person entirely.
Sometimes I'll include the person. Like, I'll be like,
they can watch.
Hey, Ben, do you want to join us? And I'll be like, woo! Yeah.
You can stand in the corner and watch.
Actually, that was one of my favorite things in the beginning, like, because... Obviously, like, coming alone is its own feat, but then coming in front of another person is a thing.
Yeah, huge.
And I would love to just, like, show him, like, doing me or whatever, because I'd be like, you're not going to be able to do this for a while. Like, I'm not even going to let you touch it because, like, I'm still getting used to how it is.
It's precious.
Yeah. No, but like, sometimes, have you ever had it where the guy will like hold the toy or like try to touch the toy with you and you're like, I get what you're trying to do. But
Let me just do it.
Like, not yet.
What's weird is like sometimes the person will just like push on it really hard. And I'm like,
and you're
that's not
how I like
it. That's actually not it. Yeah.
I would have been doing that.
I just take their hand and guide their hand and be like, you can pretend to play, but I'm actually driving.
Exactly. Like, it can be like Ghost. Like, we're both building the thing, but really it's just me.
I can feel your essence, but I'm in a different plane of existence.
I always feel like with like manually or digitally, whatever you want to call it, like, I just feel like, why be a hero? You know, like, who's that for? Like, and also, if you were on a desert island, like, of course you would be able to come with your hand because you'd have so much fucking time on your hands.
So much time.
Yeah. Like, you would be a cup of pro, you know?
Or you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's
not... But not before I come multiple times by my hand first.
Yeah.
Gotta check that out the list.
I'm all for a vibe come because, like, you know, if it's a longer distance than you want to walk to, we're all going to take the Uber. Yeah. Like, when modern technology exists, yeah, why not? But I do still fucking love a manual.
A slow jerk.
Yeah. I love a jill-off. I love a romantic fucking take our fucking time with our...
Yeah. I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. He's
sometimes
not in
that
my mind.
Too.
He's nowhere to be found. But I was interested, like, the reverse that happens is sometimes I get used to using my hands, so mm-hmm. then when I go back to the vibe, it's like too much, and I have to like recalibrate and be like, okay, but like there's like a different hurdle to get over, if that makes sense. Like,
totally.
I'll still calm either way, but I'll be like, wait, I weirdly miss my fingers because
totally. It's like giving up alcohol for like a month and only smoking, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, like it's you really
good
get
for
to
the body.
Fuck yourself up.
It took me, I feel like it also takes me. I mean, this is just proven fact that it, like, takes, like, heterosexual women, like, longer to come with a partner than, like, just, like, you know, by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many forms of, like, when I was researching this episode and researching specifically the orgasm gap.
Yeah.
Which, listeners, if you don't know, it's just the plain fact that heterosexual men will... all like, you know, I can't remember.
Slow
what
things
exactly,
down.
It's like women having sex with women are likely to orgasm 90% or something.
It's like it's like women with women, it's 85% like orgasm.
Yeah.
And women with men, I forget that stat.
Okay,
it's
so in 2016.
There's a big gap.
Yeah. 95% of heterosexual men reported they usually are always orgasmed during sex, compared to 65% of heterosexual women who were the least
and
likely
gay men?
To. Gay men, I feel like, are probably already
all
like
the
in that. Yeah. 99.
They're 99. Yeah. They're all the way up there.
With all those stats, though, that's the shit they don't tell you in health class. Like, they tell you that the orgasm gap is wide between straight men and straight women, but they don't tell you that it is not wide between gay women.
I know.
And so you go through your life thinking, oh, okay, well, no man's ever going to try to make me come.
Right.
Instead of being like, oh, if I like girl, if like you happen to be bisexual or you happen to be gay, and you could get on that track right away and be like, yes, the female orgasm can happen, and it can happen with other people like me.
I thought they covered it really well in Explained, because they were like, look, if you're not going with the traditional narrative, which is that, you know, I take a dick and it pumps a few times and I'm like, ah, and screaming.
Yeah.
Then you're rewriting the script completely. So of course you're having more communication and experimentation with your partner. So it makes sense that lesbians are like, oh, crazy idea. Have you heard of a Hitachi wand?
Right.
You maybe haven't seen one in the movies, but
figuring it out though together of what they actually like, instead of seeing all these rom-coms where you're seeing penis, vagina, missionary, three pumps, like we're saying, and people are either like exploding in orgasm or just falling in love or whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
that's... And that's it.
That's the narrative that we're given because people don't want to genuinely communicate about sex initially. So they're like, I'm just going to do the easiest thing that I've seen and then leave it at that.
Yeah. And even in researching for this episode, I found contradicting information about what that gap looks like today, what it looked like 10 years ago versus 5 years ago. Like 11% of women can theoretically come from penetration alone. 25% can come from penetration alone. And I don't believe either of those numbers. Yeah, I'm like, it's three,
we've been
bitch.
Saying eight to, we've been saying 8 to 25% because it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, right. those are the same like parameters I've heard too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't ultimately matter. Like the point is like it's sort
the
of a myth.
The point is that it's small.
It's a unicorn. It's
is
a minority
that's
response.
That's not the way that we should be learning about female pleasure is by penetration, because the majority of us won't experience it that way. And also, it's super detrimental to men who right. think they have to have these massive schlongs. And
in
it's
order.
Like, we don't
yeah.
give a fuck about your
yeah.
dicks.
Yeah.
Please just yeah. lick us.
Yeah. I just need my vibrator charged.
Yeah. yeah. Hold
I do
me.
Feel like we're moving. We're moving into like a better time because I think that, I mean, I feel like majority of men mm-hmm. Or the guy friends that I know are searching for porn that has like realistic female orgasms in it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're now, everyone's getting more woke about it.
Yeah, the search term wouldn't have existed
exactly.
X amount of years ago.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
for some huge perverts.
There's perverts who just like to see yeah. vulvas
women
come in.
Having a good time.
Gross.
I was really fascinated by this article because I am curious to if guys can feel with their dicks like my orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I've had partners be like, I feel it. Like, it's like waves, you know, or like contractions. And I've
they
had like other partners.
They can feel pulsing for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And yeah, then I've had yeah, other yeah. partners be like, did it happen? You know,
yeah.
like, you know. But basically, there wasn't a concrete answer. But there was this really great article in Cosmo where it was like an investigation about it. And there's like no definitive way for a woman's partner to know if they've had
mm-hmm.
an orgasm. Because
mm-hmm.
Not everyone does the kind of contraction.
Yeah,
but it depends
yeah, orgasms
on everyone's
be different.
Bodies. Yeah,
especially
yeah.
in your own body. Like
oh,
I
yeah.
know, I feel like I've got like five different ones, and I'm like,
right.
who's she gonna be today?
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Like, is today the one where my feet cramp? I don't know.
I yeah. don't know. Is it the one where my butt gets so embarrassingly small? I'm not sure.
It like clenches up.
It's so ugly, you guys. I can't yeah. even tell.
I remember how mind-blowing it was to feel my own like contractions the first time, like with my finger in there, and be like,
yeah.
"Good Lord!" Like,
I know.
How
I'm
could
like,
you miss that?
But that's like a Chinese finger trap,
exactly.
You know?
Like, yeah,
yeah. But humble brag, I could also fake that to a certain extent. I mean,
100%. And everybody
kind of,
who's listening
know.
Right now is doing them. Everyone is clenching. And
gotta keep
faking.
It tight.
Yep.
You know, you gotta keep it tight.
Yeah, I always wonder, like. I'm like, oh, how would they know?
Yeah.
Like
there's a change in wetness sometimes, but sometimes there isn't. It's just everyone's so different.
But also, like, I was wet for years before
yeah.
I came. You know, like,
right.
I don't know how that's an indication.
Yeah.
And I also, not to, like, veer off topic a little bit, but, like, if anybody isn't having orgasms, I remember like when I wasn't and I was trying to, my boyfriend at the time would like Google things of like how like to know if you're having orgasms when you don't feel it. And it's like, if you yourself don't think you're having them, like you're not having them.
Then you're not. Yeah.
You're
going to
know.
Yeah.
You're
going to
know. It's a very distinct.
Yeah.
And
like,
as much
they might
as we
not
can
know,
describe
but
it to you.
You need to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
How would you describe it? How would you guys describe your orgasm?
Okay. So I would say the clenching one is the most common.
Yeah.
And I might not necessarily feel a sense of being finished after it, but my whole body will tighten
mm-hmm.
and then relax.
Yes.
Then there's like the ones where it's like, somebody else is doing it to you and you like get to that place and you're like, like that one is like not my fave. My favorite orgasm is one with a suction thing or an internal thing. And it kind of feels like riding a roller coaster and then melting into butter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's, and like, when I'm doing it, like, you, like, are really, like, leaning into it and, like, just, like, letting yourself, like, dive off this cliff. And then you, like, feel this, like, openness.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I love it. I'm so glad I get to do it now.
Yay! Yeah. I love the idea of diving into butter.
Yeah.
Oh,
wonderful. And it's warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Vivid. Yeah, I think... For me, there's like a really specific threshold where like it's a point of no return, you know, where like
mm-hmm.
if I don't reach that point where like something else kicks in, like I can be enjoying myself, but then you go from sort of 30 to 60, I guess, is the metaphor. Mm-hmm. But like something else just like engages and it just feels more intense and the like pleasure escalates, like it just bumps up for me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, 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 it's happening. And then you just keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then it gets to a point where it's like overwhelming and the sensation is like super intense. And then you can stay in the place of being like, it's too much. And then just barely backing off and then slowly walking up that hill again.
Ramp up again.
Yes.
That's the other ones that like, it'll be like, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Ride that
and
way.
And then you just like keep doing it. And whether it ends at a yeah or a no, it's like, that was a fun ride.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, totally. I'm so glad we just did that.
Yeah. Yes. The roller coaster. Yeah.
Mine feels like a full body, like Charlie horse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like so much tension, and like I need a lot of tension like in my whole body, it feels like, in order to come. Mm-hmm. And then it feels like from my head like to my crotch, like just like a blood rush of like hotness. Mm-hmm. And then it feels like, it honestly feels like, it feels like I'm gonna piss.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Oh, yes.
But I don't squirt. But it does feel like there's like a dam that's bursting.
That's what I was going to say in that one with the person doing it to me.
Yeah.
That is the I'm going to pee. No. Which is usually like, it should be like, yes, but yeah.
Right. But there's a resistance where you're like, ooh, I don't know which valve to let go of and which one to.
Yeah. I really don't want to pee on you. I hope you're okay with this.
It just feels like I'm just going to gush out. But like, you know, nothing ever gushes out. Except for once. I squirted once. But
see, I am a Squirtle.
Yeah.
Mm, that's great.
Type Pokemon. Yep. Yeah. And but I can also not do that.
Okay.
And when I do it, like, it does feel really good, but the cleanup is not worth it to me.
Yeah.
The wet spot, you know?
The wet spot, yeah.
It's like those memes. I love those memes. There was a phase of like people of girls putting down a towel on their bed, being like, put this in front of your guy, see what he does. See his reaction.
So funny.
Just putting the towel out on the bed. It's like, oh, we're doing this.
This is a slight sidetrack, but I was thinking of it earlier. Orgasms with a partner, I realized the metaphor for me was like crying as an actor. And I don't know if you relate to this, Remy, but like, it's something that like you can fake it and kind of like lie about, but you know when you're really doing it. And it's this like, you need the same sort of circumstances where you like trust your scene partner and you're not thinking about it. You're not doing the like, cry now, now's the time to cry. Yeah. But you're actually like in the scene
in the
and
moment.
You're able, you're able to just like listen and react and then be like, it's happening. But you're not, you know, it's overtaking you as opposed to you like pushing towards it. Even if you do have to sort of like feel the sensation and like lean into it. Mm-hmm. It's such a bizarre thing to try and articulate. But for anybody listening who hasn't had one, Keep believing,
first of all,
baby.
You're not
keep
alone.
Believing and keep trying so many different things.
Right.
Because I literally used to be like, oh, okay, it's not for me. Like, or on the flip side, like after health class, I remember being like, oh, boys can get blowjobs and clitorises are the same embryonic tissue as penises. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get a little blowjob from a tiny mouth?
And
now you can't. Like, there are toys that do that. So it's like, there are so many different things to try, and every person is a snowflake. So, just keep trying. And
maybe you just got to stop thinking about it and it'll show up, you know? Just, like, give yourself pleasure without the end goal in mind, and it might happen on accident, you know?
It's harder said than done, especially for a person who's never done it. But if you, because, like, I just remember when I was, like, testing stuff out, I in my head, I'd be like, it's never happened. Why would it happen? I'm fucking broken. It's never going to, you know what I mean? And so for those people, we've always said, like, try to think about, like, the sensations that are actually going on around you. Like, what are you touching right now that you like? Like, what are you feeling that's good? What are you tasting that's good? What are you smelling that's good or bad or whatever? But, like, focus on those things instead of, like, you're a bad comer, Remy.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? You're a bad hole. You're a bad hole.
You're a bad hole.
I think we came together on this podcast to tell each other that you're a good hole.
Yeah,
you're both
hole.
Good holes.
Yeah.
You're a hole in one.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Cute and super hot girl coming so much hard with my cock.
With your cock.
Yeah. I'd like to think that, like, the girl and the cock are coming separately, you know? Like, she just happens to be next to the cock and they're both
coming. They're just holding hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're laying under a blanket. They're in the same bed, but they're not having sex together.
Yeah.
The cock is dismembered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. The weirder the better for me.
Right, totally.
I'm going to start us off with a little girl orgasm accidentally while doing a photo shook with two guys.
Ooh.
Photo shook.
Mm-hmm. You know? Shook works on multiple levels, you see, yeah. Even if they didn't intend for it to.
Oh, yay, yay.
God, to have an accidental orgasm.
I know.
You know?
While doing I'd a photo shook. Shoot. Yeah, I would be shook,
too. I, too, would be shook. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that I could ever... Yeah, I wonder what an accidental orgasm would even... What would the situation look like for that to occur?
You know?
Do you have to tell the orgasm that it was an accident?
Yeah.
Or can it just live its life?
Yeah. More like pleasant surprise, you know?
Yeah, you were a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. My mother did make a point of telling me I was an accident a lot, but mostly just to hammer home
kind
that, like, that birth control is, you know, you need a contraceptives can fail.
But were you an orgasm as well? I think about that sometimes. I'm like, I hope I was made in fun.
Yeah. Hmm.
I may never ask, but, you know.
You don't want to open up that can of worms with your mom?
Maybe someday. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Test female orgasm theory on live podcast. So I had to click on this because I was curious. And this is actually just an episode of the Howard Stern Show.
Oh.
And it's like it was a fucking machine with a chainsaw.
This.
It was a chainsaw with a bunch of tongues.
Oh.
So I don't really understand. And she just was like, the performer had her leg split and it was just like going directly on her clit, but it was really fast. And it was like a slapping of like all these tongues.
Why is everything so fucking violent?
Yeah. And it was in the shape of a chainsaw, you know.
Be nice to us.
Yeah. And then she just squirted so hard that like she like shot back off her chair.
Okay.
So, but it was in within like 20 seconds. So, I mean, who knows if it was real or not, but I love that they said the theory of female orgasm.
Yes.
It's theoretical. So we're going to take a chainsaw and test the theory.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's
interesting.
The opposite of what I want down there, but yeah.
I have been experimenting in my own lab for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's not just a theory.
It isn't.
The hypothesis is founded.
This one's short and sweet. Visible female orgasm. That
visible.
One just kills me because it's like Bigfoot. It's like, like spotted female
found.
Orgasm.
You can't deny it.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
Hairy pervert teen crazy multiple orgasm. WTF? I had to click on this one because I was curious with the words hairy and pervert. Because I can relate as a hairy pervert myself.
Naturally.
And I was actually concerned because she was like, looked like she was having a seizure. And this is like the kind of like orgasms that I just, I'm like, that's just, you're spreading lies.
It scared you? Like they overdid it?
Yeah. Like if I was a young woman and, you know, looking at Pornhub and not having an orgasm myself, I would have seen that and been like, well, I've never experienced that and I will probably never will.
Yeah. And maybe I don't want to. That
and maybe
looks
I don't
scary.
Want to. Exactly. Her eyes are rolling into the back of her head. She's foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Didn't love that one.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like my thing. Okay. I got a last one and then we'll take our break.
Cool.
Teen first time anal. She orgasms quickly. Kind of funny vid, actually.
Oh.
Couldn't tell you what's funny about it.
Is that the sequel to Love Actually?
Yeah.
Kind of funny, actually.
You see what they did there? They just build it out.
It came out during Thanksgiving instead of Christmas.
Yeah. I'm almost offended, though. I'm like, what's funny? Like, she orgasms, like, kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
This fucking teen. This
How dare you?
Yeah. Maybe it was a serious orgasm.
Right.
You know?
You don't know.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Cool.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
To talk about real versus fake orgasms.
I know. Yeah.
Who stands the test?
Hot debate. Girl cum. Multiple squirting orgasms all over big dick. This is starring Naomi Swan. I don't know who the other performer was. Unfortunately, I couldn't find that information out.
It's behind camera, so yeah. We don't get to know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
Dismembered dick. That's what you wanted, Rachel.
That's all I'm looking for.
Also important to note, the video has a 69% rating.
Yeah.
Ooh, waka waka. Horny.
I know. Cheeky.
And mature.
So quick synopsis, she's modeling her new swimsuit and then she's like, also I got a sex toy, let's check it out. And then they have sex.
Yeah.
Classic, mm-hmm. Classic plot line in a porn.
She demonstrates the vibe on a countertop. She's like, right. This is what this does. And it bounces around, as we'd expect.
Right.
And then she puts it inside her. It's a remote control vibe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Internal bullet, sort of.
Yeah,
it's like egg. A little egg meat bullet shaped.
It's like it's shaped like that little like jumping bean. Remember that dish with the bean that would like move around?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She like puts it on the table. She's like, "Look at this fun bean."
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it in my pussy. And
let's see what it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Important to note that her swimsuit unbuckles like a backpack. Loved that. I really hated that there was no lube in this video.
Uh-huh. There was so much spit used, and that's
so
my
much...
biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, like get a nice lube.
Yeah,
you know,
spit dries so quickly and hurts people.
It's very true. So she puts it in, and he turns it on, and immediately she's like legs shaking, bucking. Mm-hmm. So I knew that this wasn't going to be a genuine orgasm.
Oh yeah, that was something that was so funny in the beginning. She's like, I want to come so hard I can't walk for a few days. And I was like, how is this girl coming that she can't walk for a few days? And then I saw the position and I was like, oh honey, that's not
her legs were shaking and she's like cross-eyed. Mm-hmm. This is also something that there was also this weird kind of like lip pursing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just, you know, it was obvious.
She did a lot of lip action.
Yeah, which we were in a mainstream porn because she was just, it felt like the performer was very concerned about how she looked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're led to believe that this vibrator is so powerful that it, like, bounces her along with it. Like, she took on the quality of the jumping beam, you know?
Yeah. She became the vibrator. Yeah.
She became, like any true performer, she became the vibe.
Uh-huh.
Until it bounced her off the couch.
She fell off the couch. Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
She fell off the couch and, like, rise on the ground and scream.
But I've had that moment.
Really?
Where like, where you're like in the wrong position. Like literally the first time I came, I tried to do it standing and looking at myself in the mirror. Wow. You fucking idiot. And then I like fell on the floor.
Wow.
You gotta fall on the floor sometimes.
Okay, fair. I don't actually know if I've ever been, maybe I've had an orgasm standing like a handful of times.
Hard.
It's very hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah. I like my legs to be stick straight when I come. Yeah. So.
I like them to be straight but crossed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You got to brace yourself. That's another thing I like train
like
myself
a honey
to do.
Pretzel.
Yeah. But I was using a shower head in a shower and like literally like holding on to one of those like you're an old person and don't want to fall down in the shower bars.
Why did you have one of those?
And this was not at my own home. It was in the bathroom I was in, and I don't want to give any more detail than that in case
that's amazing.
Listening, but...
Well, I had my first orgasm at my grandmother's house.
There
you go. There you go. Oh, so there might have been one of those bracing bars at that bathroom. You just didn't happen to be in the bathroom. So
yeah.
Listen, we're both dirty dogs jilling off in old people's houses.
I also was annoyed that they felt the need to count the orgasms that she had.
Why?
You know? Mm-hmm. We don't need that. Who's that?
They were just counting
for?
Lies, though. Like, yeah. They were, like, sometimes orgasms aren't separate. So when you count, you're like, one, two, three. I'm like, same one. Just sticking it out, you know?
Right.
But also, I didn't believe any orgasms.
Okay, so I went through, like, a roller coaster of emotion. Because in the beginning, I was like, I watched these videos with my boyfriend. I was like, come in, do my homework with me. And I was like, we were like watching it and I was like, I believe her. Oh. And then by like number three, I was like, I no longer believe her.
Yeah.
She tested our, I don't know. She just pushed it too far, you know, like when it was a vibe and it was inside of her. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on in there. We'll suspend disbelief. But then she was like, I just got this dick in me and I'm losing my mind
and
going cross-eyed. Right.
Yeah,
and like, the last two looked painful. Like, I know when that dick is going into you and you're just like done, but you're like doing it because you're a courteous host.
Right. Yeah. And you're a courteous mole.
Yeah.
Because you're being paid and you're on set.
Yeah. But like, she like... didn't look like she was having a good time. Like she looked like it was like, oh fuck, stop. But it was like, oh fuck, now I'm coming. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe some people look like that.
Yeah, I don't think I believed any of them, if I'm going to be entirely honest. It just because they were so exaggerated, you know,
they were so performative. Like even if, and I also was like, I don't know about an internal vibe. I saw what it did on the counter. I still was like, is that enough just by itself? Mm-hmm. Just sitting in there with him going like faster. Like, I don't know.
Then she she's in the 8%.
Yeah. Well, then she sucked his dick with it in her. And I was like, okay, so you can suck a dick and also have this inside of you. And now you're chill with it. Like,
How come are you not biting his dick off?
Yeah. Because you were seizuring a second ago. So
He's brave. Based on what he just saw happen.
Yeah. He should be taking your tongue out of your mouth.
Yes. Laying you on your side.
Yeah. I also liked how the POV switched up for a second. Like when we were watching it, like the whole thing is like from his view. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to give you head. And like, then she's blowing this guy. And me and my boyfriend go, who's that guy?
Yeah. He's holding the camera.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He just popped in.
She touched her clit like once, you know, which I don't like.
Yeah, for like one section, she was then touching her clit, and I was like, oh, okay, but like a little
too late. Now, at this point? Now?
Yeah.
And doing it like the very hard, rubby way that I've seen men do.
Right.
And like, I don't like that.
Right.
That works for me, but
that's
does it?
Yeah. That's my thing.
I'm glad. I'm glad it works for someone because
yeah, it's not entirely a myth. You do have to like work up to that place, and there needs to be a lot of lube, which there wasn't. But yeah, I'm a rubby. I'm a
rubby
girl.
Me too. Same. Okay. I'm like very. It's like side to side. It's not up and down. It's side to side. And but this is why I never want to use my hand because it fucking hurts all the way up to my shoulder. You know?
Yeah.
Because
I have developed carpal tunnel this year, and I can't say that these are unrelated facts.
See, I feel like I need to be like pulled from the inside from another person.
Absolutely.
But then, but when it comes to like clit stuff, like it's like super light, like come here, little cat.
Oh, sure. A dainty little tapping. Yeah.
That's what I think was missing from porn, like for a long time, is people being like lighter.
Oh, sure.
Less.
Yeah.
Ooh, different less modes. Is more. This is the opposite of the like creed of the entire porn universe. Yeah.
Let's talk about Latvia and Lithuania.
So this is from Abby Winters. We actually haven't talked about this platform yet, but I heard about Abby Winters from an ex-partner of mine, and it was like his favorite place to watch genuine female orgasms. It's an Australian company, and it's pretty raw amateur. It's a lot of like, you know, diverse bodies and like body
less
sizes.
Less of the like conventionally attractive.
And body hair, right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
These girls were pretty white and thin.
They were, yeah.
I although mean, they had different they bushes, like, that was for sure.
Well, they didn't have like the
two
mainstream
types of bush.
Porn bodies. They weren't like tan, but hard.
Sure, but still hotter than me, I felt. Which
I wouldn't say that.
Was affronting. You know what I mean? Like when you watch porn that you're like, oh, they're going to be so normal and there's going to be cellulite, and like there wasn't.
Right.
There was pubes.
There was pubes.
I might have to firmly disagree with you on the scale from of conventional attractiveness, whether they like beat you, Remy, but it's not a race,
disagree.
It's not a competition. Yeah.
We haven't seen each other naked. I'm just saying how I feel.
Fair.
Sure.
I'm making some assumptions.
Because I was like, these are like normal looking girls, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They're not wearing makeup, you know? Like they're just having a great time in someone's bed.
It also, we did also send you a clip that like on the site itself, they were like, listen, the quality isn't great, it's better if you download it. So there was fully favorite part of it, we had like pixelation around vulva and it felt like watching like a deliberately pixelated genitals, which is
that was
thing.
Weird.
But I was like, damn, my favorite part. But still had other stuff coming in clearer.
So this is like a part of a longer vid. This is part two specifically, Violet and Fatina. And we're straight in it. We're straight into the sex act. We have some like 69 with hands.
We've got to reach around. We've got to like coming at you from below and behind to get
lots
at your
of positions.
Clit. Yeah.
Lots of body positions, lots of tribbing, which I
lots
always like to
knees.
See.
Lots of knees. Yes, exactly.
Would have loved to seen a vibrator, personally, you know?
Hmm.
Like, I would have loved to have a vibrator get pulled out.
I never mind a vibrator.
Like, I always
felt very
a
90s to me. Like, it felt like a 90s college dorm.
Sure.
I liked that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I also liked that it didn't seem like one person was the star, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very shared about each other's. They almost seemed like, no, I want to pleasure you. You know, like there was a fight for that, which I always appreciate.
And they were very patient with each other's time schedules.
Yes.
That's the thing. But with like hetero stuff is like the guy is just like on a different time schedule. Like it takes them so much quicker. And these two, they were like, we are going to get down to our elbows in puss. Before
we're going to fight for this.
We're going to get it done.
That's what I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking for people who are like, I'm putting in the fight and the effort because it takes a lot for a woman to come.
Yeah. And it did. The sensation that felt really real was the frantic, like, commitment of it. The like they're both fucking sweaty and like tired and like continuing to like rub their faces in each other's cunts like well into it. And I was like, this is what it fucking takes. This is that persistence that I need to see. It felt like a grittier obviously more graphic version of the like blue is the warmest color sex scene, you right. know, where it was like kind of desperate.
Yeah. Genuine and, like, lesbian sex.
A little like messy. And also, I believe these, at least one or both of these were actual lesbians.
Yeah. And I believe the yeah. orgasms.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I believed them mm-hmm. the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like we got like a lot of like tips. Like, these are good tips.
The foot yeah. to pussy moment? I was like, whoa.
The foot to pussy moment I couldn't deal with, because I was like, are these toenails trimmed? Like,
I know.
Lesbians are very concerned about fingernails. Now right. we have to be concerned about toenails too. Like, same. Come on. So
I also am like, my toes, I think, are pretty dexterous, but I would never want to use them on someone else's clit, you know? Certainly yeah. not as dexterous as my fingers.
That was my concern yeah. as well. Like, I think my toes are dexterous. They can like pinch somebody yeah. next to me. But
can
like
pick,
I can't
pick something up
I
here and there.
I don't have the precision to like maintain pressure on a clit. It would exactly. just be mushing around.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, right. But I yeah. but you know, I love just like the ingenuity of being like, yeah, we're just gonna try this out.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, kindergarten.
Yeah. Let's yeah. just do this. Like, we're here, let's do it. Let's go with it.
I literally, yeah. I said this to my boyfriend as we were watching it, like when they were using their knees and stuff, I was like, that's what I used to do with my friend.
Same.
Bleep her last name.
Yeah, I believe it.
Bleep her whole name.
I am exactly.
Bleep her whole name.
Wait, I was dying because the foot thing, I was like, I definitely think that this was something that I did like over clothes with like my yeah. friend in elementary yeah. school. Like 100%, this is like what we were doing at sleepovers. You yeah. know what I mean?
But it's like so interesting that you do that as like a kid and then like you would discover it again, I guess, right. later in life. But like you yeah. just know that it's sexual now.
Well, because mainstream media and porn have been telling us that we just need to be a whole, you know,
right.
like when like yeah. naturally what we want to be doing is the shit we were doing when we were like 7, like grinding yeah. on like the armchair of a lazy boy.
Yeah. poking our toes around some blankets.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want to be doing.
I'm thrilled that we finally have a name to bleep out. It's been a while, yeah. you know.
Thank you.
We say you have the option, but we can really do it.
I don't even think she knows who I am anymore. Like we,
but you think about her a lot.
We met on vacation. Yep, and then we hung out for like a month.
Oh wow!
And then I never saw her again.
And you did some toe diddling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, we did knees, no toes.
I did toes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were the toes, you the knees. Okay, I'm glad we clarified. That
yeah. And who is Head and Shoulders, just so we can do the full song.
I'll do Head and Shoulders. I've definitely done some Head and Shoulders diddling.
You definitely love a shower, so
I yeah. love a shower.
I'm sure
shower,
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders, knees and toes.
I'm sure there was a Head and Shoulders bottle incorporated somewhere in your life.
There was a veiled like dandruff insult in there somewhere, but I take no offense.
Only cool people have dandruff.
Right?
Taking it back.
Oh, so what do you guys think? Are there these going to go into your spank bank?
I think I will take some tips from Latvia and Lithuania.
Violet and Patina, yes.
The funny thing about the first one was, and I think this is just me and normal porn, like for the most part, is that like when I just see like, cum and juices yeah. and fucking like sometimes it just disgusts me and like yeah. I'm happy to leave this for the end of the episode because I don't think it's a very positive thing to say, but like what that first video, like I literally saw her pussy and I go, ugh. And my boyfriend goes, are you sure you're gay? And I was like, yes. And then like I saw the guy's dick and I go, ugh. I was like, I honestly, like sometimes porn just makes me doubt my sexuality, oh, yeah. like in general, like right. if yeah. I have a sexuality, like something like I, yeah,
but
I don't
there
know.
Is so much good porn out there. There is.
Yes, there is.
As a person who loves porn and has dedicated a whole podcast to watching yeah. all different kinds, we're all allowed to be repulsed by stuff that other people are into. Like,
yeah.
that's
100%.
Just part of being
no shame
a gross
to anyone
little
who likes
horny
it,
little animal.
You know,
yeah. you're going to be turned on by other shit.
Right.
Or
right.
even like you're allowed to get grossed out and then push past the grossed out because yeah. did I not like it in the beginning? Yeah. But eventually after I watched a few minutes was I was like, yeah, I mean, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, there's things to be enjoyed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love it. Remy, What do you want to plug right now? Where should people find you?
Where can I listen to find you?
I
want to
plug my butt. No, I'm just kidding.
That's also fair.
Literally same.
I would love to plug How Come, the podcast. It is a great podcast. It is spelled How Come, C-U-M, the way that children would spell it. Mm-hmm. It's on all the players. And follow us on Instagram at How Come Podcast as well. Also, I mean, I'm a stand-up comedian, but like not really right now. But I am probably bringing back my virtual comedy club, Remy's Comedy Club, which is on Instagram. So follow that. Follow me, Remy Casimir, on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok.
Oh, and TikTok even.
If you like reality shows, I have a whole other podcast called We Really Love Island, where I talk about this reality show, Love Island.
Oh, we know it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we know it.
It's super horny. If you guys aren't into full porn, this is like soft. What's it called? Softcore porn.
Softcore. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also just the best reality television show ever.
It's such a good anthropological experiment.
Yes. It is a social experiment for the ages, plus accents and crazy tanned bodies. Oh, what else could you ask for?
So much banter. Yeah. And like, that's something we do on the podcast is we teach you all of the English vernacular, what they mean.
Where's your head at?
Yeah.
So like my type on paper. No, 100%. I mean,
grafting.
Yeah.
Grafting was one I had to look up. Yeah. Type on paper. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Okay. We could just do this all day. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever want us on that podcast, we'll come prepared with really specific like accents we can each do.
Yes. I literally, so the... We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Amazing.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh my God. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
We were so excited to have you. God, we can finally make it work.
What a goddamn delight. Worth the fucking wait.
Yes.
Yes. Edging.
Which is a topic we just covered.
It's true.
Amazing.
Oh, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. At our website, girlsonporn.com. And now on Patreon, Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And maybe just think about subscribing to our Patreon and actually do it because I don't have a job.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's any fucking good.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.